WBOI's Morning Edition host and reporter Zach Bernard joins us in the studio now. Zach, thank you for being here.
It's always a pleasure, Ben.
A quick follow-up as we listened back to your feature on Anthony Wayne Day. We wanted to get on the record with what, simply put, seemed to be a rebuke of celebrating Anthony Wayne. What do listeners need to know?
Based on reporting from the New Sentinel last week, historic Fort Wayne was vandalized with "No Pride in Native Genocide" sprayed on the south facing exterior facade on both sides of the gate. Now, the paint's since been removed using soda blasting, which is causing minimal damage to the fort itself. Given the message that was left, plus the proximity to Anthony Wayne Day, one can assume that these two things are connected. One thing that's telling by the vandalism, though, is that if Anthony Wayne Day was a way for Wayne's defenders and supporters to sort of feel emboldened in supporting that history, it was sort of evidence that it's not the only voice that was emboldened by such an event. So there's going to be a lot of discussion about the events and about the response to the event over the next year, but we'll see how this plays out in 2020.
Shifting to your own coverage, what's the latest on INM's Innovate Indiana project?
Well, they had a hearing in Fort Wayne at Purdue University earlier in July, and there were 28 individuals that were signed up to speak. That's about double what they had at South Bend and Muncie's meetings, and nobody's happy. No one likes to see the possibility of a rate hike, especially one that INM is proposing at 11.75%. As it was mentioned, there were other meetings in South Bend and Muncie. Those went just about as well as the one in Fort Wayne, for INM at least. So it's going to be interesting to see how this feedback is taken by the company, because they want to start implementing this in three phases beginning in 2020.
One issue that came up again, actually in early August, but we should address it here, was parental leave. It sounds like the city and county are on the same page.
Yeah, late last year, the city of Fort Wayne passed its own family leave policy. Mayor Tom Henry had talked about it for at least the second part of 2018 and really pushed the effort because it's something Governor Eric Holcomb supported, and really just something we've seen around the entire state take hold was a parental leave policy at the government level for employees that work for a city, municipality, or the state. The county seemed to really like Fort Wayne's policy of 3 weeks of parental leave within the first 6 months of a birth or adoption of a child. The county actually passed that on Friday, August 2nd, and it goes into effect immediately. So basically, any county employee that finds themselves within that circumstance can take advantage of that.
Final thoughts here. We're about to listen to another feature from you, and you and I do occasionally talk sports on WBOI Presents. Mm-hmm. And it turns out there's quite a market in Northeast Indiana for sports talk radio.
Yeah, they're big fans of the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN here. And five fans, they were dubbed the Fort Wayne Five throughout pretty much the month of June, were lobbying the city and Disney and ESPN to get the Dan Le Batard Show out to Indiana because they'd never really made their way out here in the 10 years on the show before. The city of Fort Wayne got in on the fun. Mayor Tom Henry was lobbying, even issued a proclamation dubbing July 18th Dan Le Batard Day, and it was just a huge thing that was very exciting for Fort Wayne to see all the national attention. Mayor Tom Henry was actually going to fly the members of the Le Batard Show out on July 18th on a private jet, but Disney's lawyer stepped in and turned that down. Nonetheless, they still were able to have a special event at Parkview Field with ESPN Fort Wayne and the Tin Caps and a producer from the Le Batard Show, and it ended up being a really fun day for everyone who got to go out.
Who knows Bob Chase?
Who knows Harry Balls?
Who knows his wife, Minnie Balls?
Who knows this guy right here, Mike Ryan?
Despite a heat index well over 100, a healthy crowd packed the center field pavilion for a pregame special hosted by ESPN Fort Wayne's Brett Rump. Dan and the entire crew were prepared to visit Fort Wayne. Henry was even ready to cover the flight before ESPN parent company Disney shut down the effort. In its place, the show would collaborate with Fort Wayne's ESPN and the Tin Caps for an unofficial event at a Tin Caps game featuring on-air Le Batard producer Mike Ryan. Henry, donning a casual button-down and shorts, kicked off the festivities reading the proclamation that he presented on ESPN to a national audience the day before.
Whereas Fort Wayne is a Dan Le Batard with Stugatz Town, always has been, always will be. Yeah! And whereas the Fort Wayne Five get the show, and for any other city in Indiana that does not get it, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Wearing a green Tin Caps jersey with his full name and the number 305, which is Miami's area code, Ryan took the stage and answered questions from fans for half an hour, and adding in fan favorite bits along the way, one listener continued the effort to sell Fort Wayne to the program.
Has anybody shown you the embassy so you know the next location for your live show?
There you go!
To be clear, no such live show has been scheduled. At least not yet.
You guys want Levitard and Friends in Fort Wayne? So, we know the private jets is a no-go, so I'll look at some, like, trains, I guess. If we can get it done in under six flights, you got yourselves a deal.
Before leaving the concourse to prepare for the first pitch, Ryan was able to get a hold of Dan Le Batard himself on FaceTime. Dan offered few words. It's not easy to give an unprompted speech over FaceTime while directly facing the sun, but all of them were met graciously by spectators who battled the heat for the event. He attempted calls to Le Batard crew members Stu Gatz and Greg Cody, but didn't get through. After the first pitch, they connected with Stu Gatz before taking a large group photo with fans in center field. Ryan returned to the Le Batard show for its Friday program, told his colleagues that the Fort Wayne event was one of the most fun things he's done in 10 years with the show. Given the weeks of national attention and turnout for the event, Fort Wayne Le Batard fans certainly shared his enthusiasm. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.